24-2212 Eastern Arkansas, United States versus Verlin and Buckley.
All right, good morning, Mr. Neely. We'll hear from you when you're ready. Pardon me?
My first time, so I gotta hide myself.
Oh, well, take your time.
No,
I should have let you get settled in there a little bit, but.
No, sir.
We're ready to move along. So
let me get it off my chest.
Very good. Welcome. If it's
your
first time, welcome.
Thank you. May it please the court, Ephraim Neely for Verlin and Buckley.
Let me also say what I typically say to attorneys who are appointed under the Criminal Justice Act. We appreciate your willingness to accept the appointment, and we'll give you an extra 10 seconds on account of that.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor. We're here on a sentencing under the Arkansas Career Criminal Act, if I may refer to it as ACCA going forward, defined as a combination of three violent offenses or serious drug offenses with a maximum sentence of 10 years or more. With that being said, John, my client was convicted two times and on criminal offenses involving not drugs but specifically cocaine. With that being said, we're here stating that the Arkansas definition of cocaine is broader than the federal definition of cocaine and therefore cannot be a predicate offense under the ACCA. With that being said, I would like to start off by making 4 points. The very first point I'd like to make, Your Honor, is, and it is included in the government's brief, that there is no statutory definition of cocaine in the state of Arkansas. And when reviewing cases under the Eighth Circuit, what we've learned is that the Eighth Circuit has been using mainly the categorical approach, basically statute for statute, to determine if a statute is more overbroad than the government statute. In our sentencing, Your Honor, they presented regs through a exhibit from the State Crime Lab quoting the regulations, which regulations cannot criminalize. They can only provide guidance. And in these regs, though, it talks about any isomers of cocaine, and that includes all when you say any. And then they talk about isomers. Isomers, they include all isomers, which are optical, positional, and geometric isomers. Well, the federal government only uses two isomers, which is the geometric and the optical isomer. Well, with that being said, already through case law, when there's no limiting language, therefore here there is no limiting language because there's no statute.
What would it mean to prosecute somebody for trafficking in positional isomers of cocaine?
Well,
what would that mean?
Positional isomers basically are molecules that differ only in the position of the function of the group. These are things that I have no idea what they mean. So, to be honest, all I know is in case law, it says that any additional isomer is overbroad. So, with that being said, John, may I move forward?
I have a question.
Judge Arnold has a question.
I'm sorry.
Can you point to any cases in Arkansas where positional isomers were charged?
So, with that being said, you cannot point to any cases where positional, optical, or geometrical isomers were charged because we don't have a statute that covers that. So, we only had a guideline from the regs, which is what was presented at my client's sentencing, which brings me to when we use the categorical approach. We use statute for statute. Well, they didn't do apples for apples. They did apples for oranges.
You seem to be suggesting we should just look at the criminal statute that just uses the word cocaine. Wouldn't that make it narrower than the federal one, which includes cocaine, salts, isomers, etc.?
So the federal one includes salts and isomers, but it specifically only includes optical and geometrical isomers, but you don't limit it and you say isomers, then the definition under the regs for isomer includes positional.
You're missing the beginning of my
point. Oh, I apologize.
If you don't look at the regulations and you just look at the statute, the Arkansas statute,
correct.
It just says cocaine, correct?
No, it doesn't say anything. It is not a definition at all.
It's not a definition, but it just uses the word cocaine.
So what
is
it does...
Wait, is that right?
Well, kind of, sort of, sir.
Kind of, sort of.
What it does do, Your Honor, and it is what the government attempted to do. The government attempted to move away from the definition of cocaine because, as they stated in their brief, there is no definition of cocaine, and they attempt to use the term catch-all narcotic, which includes other drugs that has cocaine involved in it. Well, our position is that we're specifically talking about cocaine and not narcotics. Our position also is we're specifically talking about cocaine and we're not talking about controlled substance, which is a catch-all that they use in their brief as well. Also, Your Honor, we're talking about...
Hold on. I think Judge Arnold had a question back
there. I do apologize.
No, that's all right. I know you didn't hear me. I'm curious about why you think these regulations define cocaine rather than being a list of separate substances that are prohibited.
Well, because
I don't know that this what follows cocaine, the isomer stuff, is a definition of cocaine or is included in the word cocaine. It seems to me that cocaine is a separate and distinct prohibited substance. So why is that a definition of cocaine? So what follows?
May I respond, Your Honor?
Yes, sir.
So the federal government obviously thought that it was important to distinguish between the two because there's a definition for cocaine in the federal government that states that there are only two isomers, optical and geometrical, and there's also a definition of narcotics, which is a separate definition, and it includes cocaine in it, which is what the government attempted to do once they wrote their brief, but not in their argument at the time of sentencing. They pulled the definition of cocaine as listed in the drug statute of Arkansas and put it with the drug the definition of narcotic with the federal government and said these two relate. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about cocaine, the substance in which he was convicted of, and if it was overbroad at the time when my client was sentenced. And we believe that it was based on those facts. So once again, no statutory definition, which means that it's unlimited. So that means you're already criminalizing more attributes than the regular statute that the federal government would do because there's no limit. You can criminalize anything that's dealing with cocaine. But in the federal government, you're going to criminalize up to those two isomers.
Let me go back to what I was... The initial charge, is the statute under which it's charged, talks about a narcotic. And then narcotic is defined to include cocaine, its salts, optical and geometric isomers, and salts of isomers, right?
Well, it's not charged under narcotics, it's charged under cocaine. Possession of cocaine with the intent to deliver and possession of crack cocaine. It is not, narcotic is not a part of what he's charged with. Narcotic was introduced by the government in their brief. Narcotic is not a part of this.
Okay.
I guess I'm in my reserve time. Are any more questions?
No, but you may reserve your balance of your time for rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you for your argument. Ms. Mazzanti, we'll hear from you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Stephanie Mazzanti, and I represent the United States. This Court should affirm the District Court's determination that Buckley's Arkansas cocaine convictions qualify as armed career criminal predicates because, one, the plain language of the statute of conviction specifies cocaine and not any other substance, and the only isomers of cocaine that are cocaine are its optical and geometric isomers, as testified to in a previous hearing, which was submitted as part of the transcript, as well as the affidavit submitted by the chief forensic chemist of the Arkansas State Crime Laboratory. Additionally, the relevant Arkansas statutes and regulations do not define cocaine, which I think we agree upon, and the statute of conviction does not reference the Arkansas regulation with the broader term of isomers. Alternatively, an Arkansas statute defining narcotic drug limits the cocaine to its optical and geometric isomers, so there's a categorical match to the federal statute. And the regulation at issue in Arkansas cannot broaden the scope of the statute. Nullifying that statutory definition would run afoul of principles of statutory construction. If the Court does look to the Arkansas regulation, the narrower statutory provision creates an ambiguity, and then you apply the reasonable probability test. The plain language of the statute and the scientific evidence presented at the hearing demonstrate the statutes of conviction would only ever be applied to the optical and geometric isomers of cocaine. As other isomers of cocaine, like scopolamine...
Let me ask you, the regulations that you refer to, those are the Arkansas drug schedules, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is there anything in the criminal statute, like in the federal statutes, I frequently refer to the federal drug schedules, Schedule 1, Schedule 2, et cetera. Is there anything in the Arkansas Criminal Code that adopts or refers to the Arkansas schedule, drug schedules?
In the Arkansas statutes, there are separate provisions like 564 or 426 that criminalize delivery of other Schedule 1 and 2 controlled substances. So that statute, which is not the statute of conviction here, you would go to reference those Arkansas regulations, which define what Schedule 1 and 2 controlled substances are. And so if we were arguing about that statute, then we would be referencing the regulations to determine whether they were overbroad. But here, in 2011, in July of 2011, Arkansas amended its or changed its drug trafficking statutes and specifically carved out cocaine and methamphetamine and put it in its own statutes, under the statutes of conviction 564, 420, and 422. And so whenever they chose to put the words cocaine and methamphetamine in those statutes, they brought them out. They don't reference the Arkansas Controlled Substances regulations, and they specify this is cocaine and cocaine alone. And as the testimony and the evidence demonstrated, the only isomers of cocaine that are cocaine are its optical and geometric isomers. And so that's why the plain language of the statute controls here, and it's different from any other statutes the court has considered previously.
When they amended that, is that when they defined narcotic drug to be cocaine and then the rest being coterminous with the federal statute?
So the definition of narcotic drug was in place well before July of 2011. And so it's been in existence for many, many years. And in that statute, what they're doing is they're defining narcotic drug, and as a line item, as what is an example of a narcotic drug, they say cocaine and its optical and geometric isomers. So they do limit it when you're considering a narcotic drug.
But that one matches the federal one, right?
It does, Your Honor.
Okay.
And so...
Why do you say that only optical and geometric isomers are cocaine? I think you said earlier the only isomers that are cocaine are the geometric and optical isomers. Were you referring to some expert testimony on that?
Yes, Your Honor. We submitted the transcript from United States versus Lee, during which the Arkansas chief forensic chemist testified to that fact, as well as the affidavits that were submitted, the affidavit that was submitted on that point. And so
what's the explanation for why those two isomers are cocaine and a positional isomer is not cocaine?
Well, Your Honor, if you run a substance through the mass spec, the mass spectrometer with the Arkansas State Crime Lab, the only substances that are going to pop as cocaine on the results are going to be the optical and geometric isomers. There are thousands of constitutional or structural isomers. Positional isomers are a subset of constitutional and structural isomers. And so if you have a constitutional or structural isomer, there are thousands of possibilities, many of which are not even controlled, like scopolamine. Scopolamine is a motion sickness drug that you have to have a prescription for, but it's not even controlled. And so if you're to look at and try to read in constitutional or structural isomers into the word cocaine, which you shouldn't do and you can't do under the plain language, but even if you did that, then you would essentially be expanding the statute beyond any level of reasonableness. And so there is no reasonable probability that Arkansas courts would ever apply this statute to a constitutional or structural isomer of cocaine.
And how did this regulation get into the case? I thought Mr. Neely said the government offered it, as though you thought it was helpful. But now you're saying it's not helpful. So what's the procedural history on that?
It's part of the alternative argument, Your Honor. And so whenever we look...
Which alternative argument?
A couple of them, Your Honor. So if you look at... If you're looking at the various ways in which you consider the term cocaine, if you look at... If you want to incorporate the controlled substance regulations, then at that point, you would have to look at the regulation and compare it to the definition of narcotic drug. And under the regulation, you see that cocaine falls underneath the term narcotic drug. And so that's what brings us back to the statutory definition of narcotic drug.
I'm trying to understand why the government thought the regulation was relevant.
Because in the regulation, it puts cocaine underneath the term narcotic drug, which makes the statutory definition come into play. The statutory definition of narcotic drug, which limits it to the optical and geometric isomers. But again, you don't need to get there. That's part of the alternative argument on reasonable probability. You don't need to get there because the plain language of this statute says cocaine specifically. And so you're limited to the word cocaine. You're not going into the controlled substance regulations. It's not necessary in construing the statute.
But you have, if you do somehow include consideration of a schedule in the case, I don't understand why this isomer business is part of the definition of cocaine. It seems to me it's just a list of prohibited subjects. You've got cocaine, X, Y, and Z.
I agree, Your Honor.
So it's just cocaine. That's the charge.
I agree, Your Honor.
So, I mean, that's the end of the case, essentially, isn't it?
It should be, yes, Your Honor. That should be the end of the story.
If that's true, I mean, if my argument is.
Yes, Your Honor. I agree with you.
Well, why did you say then that optical and geometric isomers are cocaine? You said they are cocaine as opposed to something separate from cocaine.
The only isomers of cocaine that are cocaine are its optical and geometric isomers.
No, that's what I'm quoting you as saying that. But I thought Judge Arnold's point was that the regulation lists cocaine and then it lists isomers as though they're separate things.
Right.
But you're saying, no, the isomers are cocaine. So I'm a little confused on that.
There are other isomers of cocaine other than its optical or geometric isomers. And that's the point. The regulation says isomers. It does not have a qualification there, if you look to the regulation. But the point that I was agreeing with Judge Arnold on is that within the regulation, I agree that what's set out as coca leaves, etc., is not a definition of cocaine. The word cocaine in and of itself is a term of art and a term of science. And so the court doesn't need to go that far, again, because the plain language of the statute controls. And that's why the cases that Mr. Buckley relies on are distinguishable, because those cases concern the construction of other state statutes.
Myers and Owen, is that what you're talking about? Myers case and the Owen case?
Oliver, Myers, Heard, Owen, Perez, all of them concern non-Arkansas statutes. And as the court is aware, this court has to construe the Arkansas statute. And many of those statutes have other issues. For example, you have a Missouri case law saying all isomers of cocaine are prescribed. We don't have that here. And so all of those cases are distinguishable. Your Honor, we respectfully request that the court affirm the district court's determination in this case and rule that the Arkansas statutes of conviction qualify under the Armed Career Criminal Act as to Mr. Buckley. Thank you.
Very well. Thank you for your argument. Mr. Neely, we'll hear rebuttal.
Your Honor, I do agree, but these are not predicate offenses, and they do not satisfy the serious drug offense portion of the ACCA. And I have that actual affidavit here, and when counsel says narcotic is included in it, narcotic is not included in it. When counsel says there's no definition of cocaine, it says on number 6, cocaine is also a controlled substance. It says defined as coca leaves, any sauce, compound, derivatives, or preparation of coca leaves. And then it goes on to say, and their salts, isomers, derivatives, salts of isomers and derivatives, but it does not have any limiting factors on it. And it goes on to say in their own exhibit number 7 that isomers are defined as optical, positional, and geometric. So if we talk about cocaine, isomers, I don't know how the government can say that positional is not a part of that when in their own exhibit it states that positional is a part of it. You know, we talk about those cases that you've read. In that case law, the only thing that we're asking is the Eighth Circuit has made decisions based on this type of thing before. And she said to herself that it should be based on the Arkansas statute. Therein lies the issue. There is no Arkansas statute. So if there's no Arkansas statute, there's no language. If there's no language, then it has to be unambiguous and overbroad. And so she can't get to the test to test it to see if there is outside criminalization, because obviously there will be, because there's no limiting language. The cases that we're talking about are U.S. versus Myers, Missouri agreed, U.S. versus Owens, Minnesota, U.S. versus Perez, Iowa, U.S. versus Oliver, Illinois, and U.S. versus Vinoy, I don't know, I forgot what state that was, and then U.S. versus Heard, that's going to be Missouri, I believe. But all I'm saying is, all we ask is that this court treat this case like they've treated, the Eighth Circuit has treated the cases in other states dealing with these same issues, and rule that these are not predicate offenses because there's no state statute, is definitely unambiguous, and therefore it cannot be a predicate offense to satisfy the serious drug portion of the ACCA. And we ask that we send this back down to remand it for resentencing, Your Honor. That's my time. Any questions?
Very well. Thank you for your argument.
Thank you
to both counsel. The case is submitted.
Thank you so very much.
The court will file a decision in due course.